Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Canada welcomes the delegation and thanks the Solomon Islands for its national report and presentation today. Canada recommends that Solomon Islands, one, take steps towards the effective implementation of the National Policy on Gender Equality and Women's Development and the National Policy on Ending Violence Against Women through coordination, advocacy, awareness raising, and resource allocation. Two, mandate the Office of the Ombudsman or another entity to receive and address complaints by women about discrimination. Three, strengthen the SafeNet referral system for women who are victims of violence, establish shelters for women in all provinces of the Solomon Islands, and ensure that they are accessible without discrimination, including to women with disabilities. And four, ratify the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. Canada acknowledges Solomon Islands' renewed commitment to passing the Child and Welfare Bill and encourages consultations with all relevant stakeholders on the bill towards its prompt passage in Parliament and implementation. Canada recognizes steps taken towards establishing an independent national human rights institution, including a clause in the 2014 draft federal constitution that would provide for setting up such an institution. We would continue to encourage the establishment of such a body to coordinate, develop capacity, and assist with strengthening human rights throughout the Solomon Islands. I thank you.